USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Congressman Jamie Raskin is warning the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's possession could become a political football. The Maryland Democrat on CNN's State of the Union said it was disturbing that those who defended former President Trump's refusal to hand over sensitive material are now upset.
There's some people who are trying to compare having a government document that should no longer be in your possession to inciting a violent insurrection against the government of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to explore the matter. Federal help is on the way for storm-ravaged California. President Biden signed a major disaster declaration for the state, which is being slammed with a series of deadly Pacific storms known as atmospheric rivers. This man tells Fox 11 in Los Angeles what the mudslides did to his property.
Lo and behold, mud came down and pushed its way through the front of the garage, into the garage, 15 inches of mud and water, got into the cars, ruined a bunch of stuff.
At least 19 people have been killed by heavy flooding and downpours. President Biden traveled to Atlanta Sunday to honor Martin Luther King Jr.
Speaking at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Biden urged Americans to follow in Dr. King's footsteps.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
The president said the country is at a critical juncture where people need to choose democracy, love, and community to complete Dr. King's mission of redeeming the soul of America. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the federal holiday honoring the fallen civil rights leader. I'm Dave Collins.
More Americans are subscribing to anti-Semitic stereotypes. That's according to a new survey from the Anti-Defamation League, which found that 85% of those polled believe at least one anti-Jewish trope. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Alabama men's basketball player Darius Miles is one of two suspects being charged with capital murder in a deadly shooting early Sunday. Police say a 23-year-old woman was shot and killed after an apparent altercation near campus in Tuscaloosa. The suspects are facing capital murder charges because the death involved shots fired into a vehicle. One Utah Republican says the idea that President Biden didn't know about the classified documents in his possession is, quote, nonsense.
Every one of these documents, they have a cover sheet that's red. It says what the classification is and why it's classified. Every single page has a classification marking on it.
Representative Chris Stewart appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Miss USA has a new title.
Before a crowd in New Orleans on Saturday night,
the new Miss Universe is...
One woman stood tall above the rest.
USA!
28-year-old fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor Arbonne Gabriel, who graduated from the University of North Texas, outlasted women from 83 other countries to take the crown. Venezuela and the Dominican Republic came in second and third. The pageant will move to El Salvador next year. I'm Jeremy Scott.
NFL playoff action. The Giants and Bills reached the divisional round. New York got past the Vikings, while Buffalo, coping with the recovery of DeMar Hamlin's on-field cardiac arrest 2 weeks ago, beat the Dolphins. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.